So let's be the people. In a week and a half, I believe that, or in 2 weeks, I believe that all these things are going to be done in Jesus' name. Can you agree with me right now? Father, in the name of Jesus, you heard what's going on, and we're so excited about Bethany. Would you come? And she's going to receive the offering today. Let's give her a hand. Hallelujah. We love you, Bethany.
Morning, good morning. So Pastor Jay kind of last Sunday, you're going to take up offering? I said, sure, because I'm definitely, you know, being raised in church and with our family, you know, tithe and offering has been something that is important. And I've studied it, you know, through Bible college, and so I've definitely put that in my life where the first thing you get your check, you give out your tithe and offering. And I just, God has really blessed me and the girls through just everyday life or whatever. So I have a testimony this week, which is super awesome. Yes. Good timing, God. So about this time last year, I started this crazy idea of a construction addition, demolishing remodel of my house, my little old house. God, I will never do it again, Lord. I will never do it again. So it was a lot of work. So so we started it about a year ago, and I was just kind of taking a big step of faith because I'd lived in my house about 10 years and kind of had dreams of, you know, Lord, I would love to have central air in my house, you know, versus having air conditioners in my windows. And Lord, I would love to have the third bedroom actually be a bedroom and a, you know, new fancy bathroom and new appliances and all this stuff. And so I had a big, big dream and kind of sat on that dream for about 10 years. And so finally last year I took the big plunge and we went with it. So Pastor Jake talking about having your fingerprints and stuff, I was able to hire in people to work on it from the house. So I had, you know, some last year, Pastor Jake and Adam were working on my house and tearing it down. And so Adam's fingerprints are in my house. And yeah, and I got to have Jeff help me. And Andy Hudson's electrician, you know, I had the best electrician in house, in town, I'm sorry, working on my house. And my dad doing so much, and Tom Ramsey and his construction crew. So I was blessed to be able to do that and hire them out. So fast forward a year, we hiccups along the way because just construction is the way it is. We had been, when they first started the construction, we had the appraiser in. You know, this is kind of, you know, when I felt it was kind of high, what he was estimating my house at. So that was what I was able to get the construction loan for. So Dad and I were talking, and he was like, you know, Bethany, I'm really believing for this number. And we were being conservative, you know, because we're in northern Minnesota and we're conservative up here. So we were being really conservative in that. And I was like, okay, God, I'm just really praying for it. You know, in this time, you know, how construction goes, things are more expensive. So I actually had to take out a second loan to be able to finish up what I was doing. So things have been tight for the last 6 months or something. But in prayer, and, you know, God is always, you know, every single paycheck, I've always been able to make it. I don't know how, only God has been able to do it, that everything has been paid. So Monday, my real estate lender came into my office and she's like, I got your appraisal back, and kind of tossed it on my desk. And I was like, oh, great. And I opened it up and I was like, is this for real? And she was like, yes, I'm so excited. And she actually said, the clouds parted, God shined down on Bethany's construction loan. So this conservative number that Dad and I came up with, the Lord gave me $25,000 higher than that amount. And so with that, I just can't believe my house is worth that. So $25,000 more than what we expected. With that, I am able to pay off that secondary loan. Plus now my paychecks are going to be up higher every month. And I even got some money to put in my pocket. So God is faithful. God is good. And I just really believe that it's from tithes and offerings and from being faithful in church. And yeah, so just a blessing. So I have a testimony I wanted to share with everybody. So I'm going to put that $25,000 in my pocket. So right now, I'm just going to pray and ask everybody to bless. And I just know that as you're faithful in church and faithful in tithes and offerings and in everything, God's going to bless you. And I just know it because that's his word and we believe his word. So if you have a check, you can make it out to Community Church International. And let's just pray. Father God, Lord, thank you for this congregation. Lord, thank you for this family. Lord, as we're faithful in our tithes and offerings, God, you're faithful to us, Lord. You give us everything that we need, Lord, more than we could ask and imagine, Lord. I dreamt for 10 years of what I wanted my house to be, Lord, and I got it because you're faithful and you bless us, Lord. So, Lord, as people, as this congregation is faithful, Lord, in their tithes and offerings, God, I pray that you would bless them, Lord, give into their lives, Lord, as they give to you, God. And, Lord, as they also even take time to bless the house, Lord, with the construction, God, we just pray, Lord, that you would bless them even more so. Bless their businesses, bless their household, bless their families. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. I just want to mention financially what we're looking at is we've got stuff up on the stage that we're doing and stuff, but we're looking at maybe conservatively $25,000. That's what I'm thinking that it's going to cost for all of this without labor. And we're going to be doing labor, and we're not sending the church a bill for it. We expect what happens to Bethany would be happening to all of us. Amen. So you can pray about that if you're wanting to. You know, $25,000 for what we're going to do is pretty, pretty powerful, pretty conservative, actually. So just wanted to put that in your mind. And we have Tom. Are you taking over, buddy?
Jen's taking over. I like it. All right.
That was really good, Bethany, because that kind of ties in with what we're talking about in kids. We've been doing a lot of the prophetic and how God sees them, but we're also starting to talk about dreams and visions. Because God has placed within us dreams and visions of impossible things that look impossible in the natural. But in supernatural, those things are possible. You know that just your situations and the things that you face that God wants to do above and beyond that even your mind can even fathom, that the impossible is possible. Impossible, it can be done. Ability to accomplish something, to decide or to declare that something is possible. We are doing these vision boards in kids. I forgot to bring one today, but they each get their own board. And on their board is going to be their prophetic words, because that's how God sees them. They're also going to have their goals, their dreams, and their visions of what God has placed within them, so that they can see and visualize what God has called them to do. Luke 1:37 says, "For nothing will be impossible with God." There is nothing that God cannot do. There is nothing. Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." That means that everything that I face, that means that every situation or every dream that I have had can be fulfilled because it's possible, because God said so. Matthew 17:20 says, "For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed," that means we don't have to have this big, huge faith. We can just have as small as a mustard seed. "You'll say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it'll move." We need to speak to our mountains and to our situations and say, "Move," because in our situations, there is always possibilities. All is possible when God gives us a promise. And he releases us into a realm of imagination. He releases into the realm of the supernatural. He releases us to big, big dreams. Big things beyond what we can even fathom. And last week I was talking to the kids about dreams, and I was asking the kids their dreams. What are some things that these kids dream about? And they all blew me away. I mean, some of them you think in the natural. But no. I don't discourage them in their imagination and in their dreams. I mean, even if they have a dream to be a doctor, what if they become a doctor and that doctor goes to the nations and God uses them to heal the sick, to do something through them? In doctor, we had some with dance, we had musical things and just caring for people. But some of those are tied to their destiny. Some of those things are tied to their prophetic word. If they're going to be a doctor, some of them had hands, laying hands on the sick and they shall recover. Why wouldn't they be a doctor? Why couldn't that be part of to go into their destiny as a doctor? Because God has used them. And I was sharing with them even some dreams that I had had. And you know, our kids get it. Because when I shared some dreams that I had had, I said, when I was a little girl, I dreamed about being married and having 4 kids and being a teacher. I have 7 kids, I'm married, but yet I said, I haven't seen the fulfillment of teaching. And they said, "You know what, Jenny? Yeah, you have. Because you teach homeschool your kids, and you teach us in Sunday school." Yes, I did taught in daycare, and I taught here at the homeschool here. So it may not have been how I saw it, but God saw it, and that dream was fulfilled. You know, there's just things that God has placed within me. And they were just showing me, even with worship. I said, I have dreams of this, certain things with worship and dance and just things. They said, Jenny, you are a worshiper. You already are doing those things. And they can see it. And we need to begin to see it in our kids, that all things are possible, even in our young children, that they can speak and that the dreams come to fulfillment. And we don't need to sit and worry about whether it'll be done or how it can be done, because it can be done. And how God does it, I don't always know. But he can do it. He can. And we don't have to worry about how likely this will be accomplished or how it'll be accomplished, but God will accomplish it. We need to say and stand and say, it is possible. You look at your situations and it is possible. We have to see beyond the problem. We have to see beyond just everything in the natural and look at the spiritual to see the fulfillment of the promise. Because when God promises and when God says something, he always fulfills that promise that he had said. And even in our kids, God is going to fulfill some promises within our kids. Our kids are great and they are amazing kids. They have gifts and talents within them, and God is going to use them and God is going to fulfill some things in their kids. Even adults, you have dreams that maybe you've put on the shelf and said, oh, I can't do that. I believe God wants to revive dreams and visions within us to fulfill them because they are meant to be fulfilled. We have dreams and visions that God wants to see come to pass. In our natural mindset, we don't see it, but we have to look into the supernatural. We have to begin to think supernaturally because we're spiritual beings. That's how God's designed us. So that's what I have. I just really feel that in my heart, even with our kids, is just even with in myself, I think God is just beginning to revive some things within me. And even when the kids start speaking to me, it revives something within me. It revives, and God wants to see those things fulfilled. You know, even when we went to Africa, Africa was not my desire. That was the last place on earth that I'd want to go to. And Dar's like, don't you think you're supposed to go? And I'm like, I don't really feel it. And I just kept having excuses and excuses, and God gave me a dream. And guess where I was going in that dream? Africa. So God gave me a dream to go to Africa, even though I didn't want to go there. But you know what? That was the best thing that happened to me. That was the best trip that I have ever taken. God stretched me. God used me. God did some things in me. And he used me, and he did something. And you know what? I want to go back. I want to go back. And so even with our kids, they had the same thing. They've had dreams of going to other countries. Why not? Let's take them on the mission field. Let's take them with us. Because there's dreams within them that we have to say, yeah, that's possible. Because all things are possible. Yeah. And I have been in some really tough situations, but God has always been faithful, and God has always had a way out for me, and God has always done something in me, and God has always been there and done things within my dreams and my things that I have seen in my situations. Even my house, right now we are trying to sell a house. I prayed on Friday, and guess what? We have two people interested in our house. And so God is doing something, and God, that house is sold. God is selling, and God is doing something. It's the timing of things. And I think that's another thing we have to think about, is the timing of things, because God has a perfect timing and perfect plan for everything. So I just encourage you to, just with your dreams, just to believe and begin to say, yes, I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Kids, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There is nothing impossible with God. Nothing is impossible in everything that you dream and think, fathom. So that's what I have.
Hallelujah. Yes, we did. We prayed. We prayed last week at the elders' meeting. And already they got people calling us and then showing the house. So, you know, our prayer is always to sell it. We want it sold. And I don't even know. God might be wanting us to do something else with it, too. Sometimes you don't ask God what he really wants us to do with it. But he might want us to do something more, maybe even rent it. And just open doors up to profit off that, too. So we're just, I guess, in our prayers, we should always be open to what God wants to do with it, too. I guess. You know, you have my ideas and then his ideas. So praise the Lord. This is my wife, Jennifer. She's awesome. We celebrated our 18-year anniversary. So we went out to a cabin on Brainerd, and we spent the weekend in a cabin with a fireplace and watched about 15 Hallmark movies. You guys watch the Hallmark Channel? Who watches the Hallmark Channel? Oh, help me. But we did get to go four-wheeling in some trails, so that was the catch. We enjoyed both. I really did enjoy the Hallmark. We were watching the Hallmark show with all the lovey-dovey things that go on the Hallmark. It's pretty much the same thing, but just different people every time. Oh, I don't really like him. Oh, I'm going to like him, but he was my heart. Oh, we're going to get married. Oh, it's great. Every time it's the same thing, just different people. I saw it coming a mile away. Turned it on. I know what's going to happen. That's the guy right there. Yep, it happened. But it's the journey. Oh, this is the journey of the struggle of life. I'm sorry, guys. We got through that. It's good. So in that show, there was a show, and this one lady, she started to lose her way. And one of her friends said, hey, what about your vision board? And I have never heard of a vision board. Who has heard of a vision board before? I don't even know. I was like, what's a vision board? Yeah, I don't watch Hallmark stuff a lot. Okay, whatever. So there's this board that opens up. You kids know what a vision board is? Have you heard of a vision board, Abigail? So I haven't either. So there's this big folding thing since last week. And she said, what about your vision board? And she was like, what? Because when she was, maybe she had a younger, she had a vision board dreaming about being in business and then working with kids and painting. I can't remember which one it was. Was it the painting one? Okay, it was the painting one. And she wanted to be a painter, but she started just teaching. And she got overwhelmed with just teaching painting. She says, what about you wanted to paint and put things, and you saw yourself putting your paintings in big displays and going all over the world. So she went back to the vision board. And what we want to do, and I said, oh, that's what we should do for the kids. I've never heard of that. Have you? And everybody else has heard of vision boards. I haven't. And I'm like, oh, we should get vision boards for every single one of the kids. And we should get vision boards for ourselves. Because what happens is as you travel through life and you get so busy doing stuff, well, what about that when you were a kid? You were dreaming about going over here and this and that. What has happened to those things that were spoken to you when God's spoken to you here? See, when you're young, that's just kind of all on your mind. But when you get older, you get so busy, you forget about all of that. And you go back to your vision board. So that was inspired from the Hallmark Channel that we would get a vision board. But keeping that in perspective, and I wanted to just share a little bit of game changers with that aspect is about reframing. And a vision board keeps things in perspective in our life. What do you guys think of this thing right here? What? Miss Sandy says that this is coming back in style. Isn't that neat? And all we do is store things. If you store enough stuff, eventually it comes back into style. So this has been sitting up in the room for whatever, Sandy, 5 years, 10 years? The decree of 93. Oh, okay. Well, wasn't that a thing? Decree of 93? Okay, so here, who wants to look in this mirror? Come on up here. Let me see. Jenny, pick somebody, please. I like picking people. Could you pick someone to come up and look at this mirror? Please, Evie. Would you please come up here, Evie? Oh. Come here, Evie. Would you come look in this mirror? Could you come closer to this mirror and look in this mirror? What do you see, Evie? What do you see? Who's in the mirror?
Mama.
Mama's in the mirror? You see your mom and yourself? I kind of see your mom and you. Yeah, absolutely. Next generation, look at you. You see beautiful? You see pretty? What do you guys think? What do you guys see? No? Dust. It is kind of dirty. It is kind of dirty, but through that, she still sees herself through all of that, right? You say, child of God? Are you a child of God? Yeah. Are you a warrior? Are you a little mighty warrior? Does God love you? Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Looks great. Do you ever look in the mirror? I don't like to look at myself in the mirror. I should look at myself in the mirror. Oh, yeah. It's pretty nice, huh? I kind of forget what I'm talking about. I kind of got lost in myself. Kind of get lost. Okay, thank you. You're going to have a seat. You know, we talked about getting our mindset on the way God sees us. And one of the big important things about our culture and our church that we try to establish is that no matter what you think of yourself, you could come into an environment where you could experience the true love of God, because you don't always see yourself the way he sees you. And reframing is all about how God sees you and what God thinks about you. And always to keep that at the mindset. As Jenny was sharing her story about her dreams and her visions, and you talk about Father Abraham, you talk about Sarah, you talk about all the visions and dreams God put in him about being the father of many nations. That seems impossible. I was talking, as Brody was saying up there, is it possible today that a person who's 90 years old could have more children than the sands or the stars in the sky? Is that even possible? Well, that's just it. We have to reframe our thinking, and we have to see it as heaven sees it. And as Mary came here this morning, she looked at this. You know what Mary saw when she saw this? What do you think Mary did? Mary Jacobson, Miss Mary. She looked at that. She looked at that right away. She got, I'm up here doing my thing, and she comes up here. She goes, Tom, you want me to clean that? You want me to clean that? I go, no, it looks great. She goes, no, you got to clean that. You have to clean it. It's too messy. You guys think it's dirty? Yeah, it actually is kind of dirty. But does that change what this is? Brody, come up here. It doesn't change what it is. And sometimes we can get dirty. Who here gets dirty? No child in here gets dirty and play in the mud that I could hardly even recognize you. You come with mud all over your place. What's the worst this guy's been covered in mud? Totally, head to toe, four-wheeling, come back. Just when we were kids, we'd find some places, and we would just totally get covered in mud. We even found cow stuff, cow dung, right? We'd be in the mud. We would be in all that stuff, and my mom would be like, but you know what? When I'm covered in mud and all those things, am I still... myself? Am I still Tom? Are you?
Okay. Yes.
You know, you get covered up in all that stuff, you don't see it. And sometimes when we get older, and maybe you, maybe in school, maybe things happen in our lives and we don't see ourselves the way we really are. And that's where the vision board is so important. Nothing has changed about you or how God feels about you or what his plan is for you. None of that ever changes. So we come into these environments and these places where God can help maybe clean us up. You look really nice. Did you go home and do your hair?
Yeah.
You look good, man. I was going to say, you came back and your hair looks amazing. What do you use in your hair?
Nothing.
You don't? That's natural?
Water.
Just water? He's got a nice little curl up there. They're kind of, I kind of got a little bit of curl going too. Nice. Okay. So I'm looking at myself and you're going to help me. You know, Jesus sends helpers. What helps us on earth? He sent a helper. What was the helper's name?
Angels.
Angels are helpers. Who? What else helps us?
Holy Spirit.
They got it. So you'll be my Holy Spirit. And I'm looking at myself, and I would love to say, Tom, you're awesome. You're an amazing man. You are so good looking. And doggone it, people love me. You love to say that or think that, but sometimes I don't feel that way, right? Sometimes I don't see what other people and what God sees in me, right? Because the way I've been treated, maybe some people at school were bullying me. Maybe I'm not very good at school. Maybe I had a bad day at test. Maybe that means I'm stupid. Is that right? You know, you think I'm stupid, I'm not smart. We call those negative thoughts, right? Do those negative thoughts belong in here? That's what I'm talking about framing. Those negative thoughts have no framing. And the Bible says we can wash is the washing of the word. Basically, we're washing, but we're not changing who you are. You're still the same person, but we're washing you up, right? So could you help wash me? Holy Spirit, wash me. I want to see more clearly. I want to see what you see. I can't have those negative thoughts. Lord, I think I'm stupid because I'm having a hard time in school, and I'm not getting the grades. So help me. Wash me with the word. Go ahead, wash me. Go ahead, wash me a little bit. There we go. You know what? I'm in a place where I can just let the word of God just soak. You know, talk about soaking. But I love what Graham cooks, because I can sit in a place and he says, God loves me because he loves me, because he loves me, because he loves me, because he loves me. And I'm in an environment, even though I don't feel good about myself, I don't see things. What I'm looking at myself is dirt. But underneath that dirt is a precious stone, a precious promise, a beautiful life, a handsome man. Hello. A beautiful woman. Yes, beautiful, right? Precious. Look at this. It's coming. It's becoming more clear as I stand and I let the word of God soak me. That's what we're doing with the kids. We're getting promise scriptures. It's like, I can't do it. I don't like that. What's a scripture that's opposite of I can't? I can. I can what? I can do it. I can do all things. Finish it. Through Christ who... I can do all things. So does that belong in here? I can do all things? Does I can't belong in here? No. Because of who I am. Who am I? I'm a child of God. I belong in this frame because of who I am. And this is what we're trying to constantly come back to. What was the vision? What is the promise? It's from that platform that I stay in this place. I don't allow the dirt and the negativity. When I put that thing on there, it says, I can't do it. Look at all that. But that's not me. That comes off. That's just a camouflage. That doesn't belong inside. Look at that. Go ahead. You're doing good. Look at that frame. All of that stuff needs to come off. Thank you, Brody. Who's going to help clean it up a little more? Thanks, buddy. Come on. Come on. Get up here quick, Abigail. Hurry. Run. We need to clean the frame. But God sends people in our lives to say positive things. What do you think of me?
Handsome.
Woo! I'm taken. Sorry, but that's good. Awesome. Go ahead. Go. Go. Do I have a call of God on my life? Go ahead. Go. Yep. There you go. And people come alongside and saying, you can do it. You can make it, right? And that helps a lot. It helps clean and help wash it off, right? We're taking those things and we're taking them off and we're taking them away. There's two fights that you will always face. One is to get free. The second is to stay free. And the staying free part is when you take all those things, and what do you do with this? What do we do with this? Does someone have like a match or something? We should just burn this, Danny. We should throw it away. We don't put it in our pocket and put it back on. Should I put it on my face? No. But we do that when we go back to the same thing that we've always been fighting with. They put on and say, this is me. No, I can't even. That's not me, right? That's not me. That's not me. You throw it away. You throw it away. You put it in the garbage. And what's left? Everything that you are, look at that. Oh, that's just nasty. But that's not who you are, right? Sometimes we can get so dirty and we look at that and we focus that, but you're not. That's not who you are. Thank you, Abigail. Thank you very much. Awesome. So it's a challenge, but your kids need to know the truth. And you know what? I need to know the truth. Because when I get into all our stuff and we get so busy in school, man, I got two kids in school. I got Jalen and Lucas. What? Oh, three kids in school. That's right. But it's so much work just to take them to school. They come home, they're in school all day, and then we have homework to do with the kids? Really? So they come home, but you know what? It's a lot of work, and we get busy. And sometimes we forget about their words, their visions, God's promise over their life, the kingdom, who they really are, because we got to keep that in the frame, because there are things that are trying to get on here that don't belong there, that can affect the vision and your place, right? So I love that song about Jesus, that song they were singing this morning, that was the first one we talked about. I have resurrection power. That's in the frame. Living on the inside. You guys remember the rest of the word? Can you sing it? Who's saying it? I have resurrection power. Living on the inside, Jesus, you have given us freedom. Longer bound by sin and darkness. No more sin and darkness. Living in the light of your goodness, you have given us freedom. One more time. Now I have resurrection power. Living on the inside, Jesus, you have given us freedom. No longer bound by sin and darkness. Living in the light, goodness, you have given us freedom. I want to live here. Do I have to leave this place, this frame? Right? It'd be weird if I just, Jim, you want to come stand here? And you want to look at this? Jim? Come look at this, Jim. What do you see, Jim?
Old man.
He said, looking at an old man. You think Jim's an old man? What do you guys see? What do you guys see right here? A good-looking man, right? That old man don't belong in the frame. Thank you, Jim. Powerful, prophetic, strong man of God. Amen. That's what I see. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Jesus. I want to play a game. Can I play a game? Real quick, let's do a game. Families, get with the families. Grandparents, if you don't have a family, just sit there. Snug in grandparents with kids and all that. Why don't you? We're gonna pass out some cards here. We're gonna do a quick little family game here. You can sit. Yeah, just sit together. Miss Jenny's gonna hand out some cards. How many here have played Apples to Apples? Ha ha ha! Isn't that a fun game? Okay, this is how the game's gonna go. We're gonna have a judge. And there's going to be cards that you get, and we're going to name a topic. The topic might say fun or scary or something like that. And you got to take one of the cards that you give, and you got to pick one of them that you think is, if it's the word scary, whatever's on your card, if it says death or something, that can be scary. You would give that card in, and if that one wins, you get that picked, you win the prize. Okay? Why are you raising your hand, Abigail? No, 5 cards per family. We'll get 5 cards per family. Yep. Nope. Each family gets 5 cards, and you guys got to decide which one would most represent. Did somebody adopt Jeff back there? Oh, Jeff's been adopted. Praise the Lord. He's wanted. It's true. That's in the frame, Jeff. That's in the frame. You are handsome. You want it? You're handsome. You are loved. You belong. All right. Hey, Brody. You guys a family here or what?
Yeah,
you okay? That's good. Fine, that'll work. I don't know how they're gonna share the prize. The word has not been chosen yet, so you get a chance to look at your cards. We gotta have a judge. You know the judge that I really. All right, we need to pick a judge. Some people only have 4 cards. Uh-oh. Some people are, the competitive juices are flowing. What's wrong, Jamie, huh? You want 5? Does everybody got 5 cards? I don't want you to miss this prize. Everybody's got 5 cards? What about, we'll be with these guys. We'll be with them. I need to pick a judge. Are you guys together? Oh, just you two? Oh. I wanted Jim to be the judge. Okay, come on, Jim. Jim's going to be our judge. You did this New Year's. It's the same thing as you did New Year's. No, you come up here, buddy. All right. So he can pick a card. Pick one of these green cards. This is going to be the word. It says energetic. Okay, so one of the cards, what's most describes? Active, lively, vigorous, energetic. Now, Jim is your judge. So if you know Jim, sometimes that helps what he might pick. But if your card's picked, you win the prize. So energetic, active, lively, vigorous.
So they're going to give you cards. You got to pick which card, like you did last time, most represents energetic.
So you can pick one out and send it up. One card only. Yep, you'll pick from all these cards. Energetic, just one. Just one card. One card from each family. Remember the card you handed in. It's, all right.
Do you want me to read them? So here.
Energetic. Oh, wow. So, energetic. Dancing. Ooh. A mighty hunter. That's coming up. Ooh, Billy Graham. Walls of Jericho. Thunder. The Savior. War. The Savior, yep. Trumpets of Silver. Is that,
is that yours then?
The Ten Virgins. Okay. The River of Egypt. So Jim's going to pick one of these.
Walls of Jericho, Mighty Hunter. Sure. All right, we have a winner.
Thunder.
Who had thunder? Oh, wow. All right. Your prize, you get to clean the back of the church. Woo! Thank you, guys. Excellent. All right. You want to do one more? You guys got all the cards. Should we do one more, Jim? Should just have do out of the four? All right. Here, you got a green? One more, since we're... Truthful. Yep. Truthful. Honest. Reliable. Sincere. Truthful. Ooh. Dun, 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 dun. Which one of the cards represents truthful? Honest. Reliable. Sincere. Truthful. Dun, 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 dun.
Like the word? How do I know? Like the words?
Truthful. Is that everybody? You guys ready? Is that everybody? Okay. The Spirit. That's a good one. The Trinity. A temple. Gates of Heaven. Timothy. A midwife. Beelzebub? Should we excuse whoever put it Beelzebub? Okay. Turning water to wine. Tribulations. Oh. And a letter. Truthful. What do you think, Jim? Uh-oh. What do you guys think he went with? The midwife? No. Heavens. Gates of heaven? No. The Spirit. There we go. Awesome. The Holy Spirit. You know Jim. Well, that's not right. That hasn't been set back yet, so we're good. I want to do communion. I want to do communion with the families before we excuse everyone. So with families and stuff, could we have someone pass out the condiments? We do communion. Yes. Hallelujah.
You have to think like the person knows.
You do. Here's the, I don't know if
like
that's
the
nice.
Yeah, you have to think. You do. What would you do?
That makes it fun. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Jesus died on the cross to give us resurrection power. And I love this song. It says, I have resurrection power living on the inside now. I could have a total reframing of my life. I could have the reflection, and I could see it because of what Jesus did on the cross. Jesus said, this was probably the biggest thing that, one of the biggest things Jesus said, he says, I have come to save, the Son of Man came to save that which was lost. To save that which was lost. It didn't say those are lost, it says save that which was lost. What was lost at the Garden of Eden? When Adam and Eve sinned, was they lost their perspective, their framework about who they really were. Because they began to see the negative and they hid. And they ran. But now I have resurrection power living on. I have Jesus inside of me. I get to see what he sees about me because of what he did on the cross. We come here, we get to experience the love of God because of the cross. We come here and we can receive a salvation because of the cross. We can come here and no matter what's happening out there in the world, we know we can be overcomers because he was an overcomer on the cross. So there's an eternal hope now that we can bring down a generation to generation in our own kids that despite the difficulties and tribulations in this world, they only prove that there's an overcomer inside. The fact that you need a miracle only proves that God is a God of miracles and signs and wonders. Because there's a need that God, Jesus died on the cross, that he met every need. And we don't have to be afraid and we don't have to be scared because Jesus is with us. Jesus is with us because he's living on the inside. He's living on the inside. So this morning with our families, no matter how dirty or how difficult you may think something's going on right now. I don't know what's going on. But the truth is, when he said on the cross that it's finished, that means it was finished. It was over and something changed. This whole framework, this is you now. In Christ, this is who you are. And you say, I don't see it. So as we come into this atmosphere, God, begin to wash. He said, my blood was shed. My body was broken. That you could see, that you could come into a restoration power. So, Father, we thank you right now for families. We thank you, Lord, that there are tender times in life where things try to get on us, Lord, try to separate us in our minds and our thoughts. But, Lord, I pray for the renewed thinking, Father God, that we come into the framework and the realization of who we are in Christ, Father. That each child that has a dream, that each child that has a prophetic word on their life, Father God, that we paste that on our hearts and the visions, Lord Jesus, that we would not lose it, that we would not lose our place or our destination or our goals or our vision, Lord Jesus, but that belongs to us and that we're going to that place. Hallelujah, Father God. So, he gathered his friends at the table. He said, you are my friends. And what I'm about to do for you needs to happen because I want to restore you
back to the place that was lost many years ago, that you get to see and know what I see and know. So he took the bread. He says, this is what's going to happen. My body's going to be broken. But I'm going to break it. I'm going to do this for you. Because there was a price. He said, do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he took the cup. He says, my blood's going to be shed for the price of sins. And don't forget, we do this because we don't forget. He said, take and drink in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. With your families together right now, Father God. Can we sing that one song? I have resurrection power. Let's just sing together as a family. No matter what we're going through, Father God, we remember the cross, Lord, it's done. There's some things that are finished. So together, kids, let's sing this song with our families. Let's declare it, who we are, what's inside of us. Come on.
Living on the inside, Jesus, you have given us freedom. No longer bound by sin and darkness. Living in the light of your goodness, you have given us freedom. A resurrection power. Living on the inside, Jesus, you have given us freedom. No longer bound by sin and darkness. Living in the light of your goodness, you have given us freedom. Freedom. You have given us freedom. You have given us freedom. My chains are gone. Freedom. You have given us freedom. You have given us freedom. Hallelujah. Now I have resurrection. No longer bound by sin and darkness. Living in the light of your goodness, you have given us freedom. 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 My chains are gone. Freedom. You have given us freedom. You have given us freedom.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that, Pastor. That was fantastic, wasn't it? Hallelujah. You don't have to bring... Our garbage cans are good here. You don't have to take any of that. You don't have to take any of it with you except this right here, freedom. Hallelujah. Again, I want you to get a hold of Danny. If you feel like you could do something on a Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, we're going to be active on all of the stuff that has to be put back together. But we have a lot of other things that you could do. And so I just invite you to do that. You be blessed. Remember, I want you to be convicted that your fingerprints are here in the house somewhere or everywhere. God bless you. May you go with the Spirit of the living God. Thanks again, all you folks. Have a great, great week in Jesus. Amen. You are dismissed. Amen.